Yum. Oh, that was such a delicious dinner. Thank you so much for the birthday treat, honey. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've had a better meal. Ever. Unless it was one we cooked together, that is. Ooh, there's more? Sorry. My tail got a bit carried away with the excitement. So, does that mean we're doing dessert too? Yes! You ordered something special, huh? Ooh, cake! But not just any cake. A very special birthday cake. You are the best. Of course I still have room for dessert, silly. Leopard girls have a second tummy just for treats, you know. No, not really. You know I'm joking. I've given you enough education on the anatomy of leopard girls. Oh, naughty. I didn't mean like that, but yeah, that too. Don't you pick on me for being so short. I know anthros are usually crazy huge in stature, but that's just not me. And no, eating even more food didn't help me grow when I was a teenager. Trust me. I tried. But we're past that now. And you love me even though I'm petite, right? Right. And now that you've got me thinking about it, I wonder if bovine people have extra stomachs like their animal counterparts. Oh well. I suppose it's not that important in the grand scheme of things. I can always look up the info later if it sticks in my brain. Ooh, but you know what is important? The fact that they're bringing the cake over right now. It looks so delicious. Aw, honey. You even got it made with leopard spots on the frosting so we match. You're the best. Let's dig in. Whew. Man, I am stuffed. Wow. Couldn't eat another bite, even though I really, really want to. What an absolutely perfect birthday dinner. You're so amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better partner. And who would have thought I'd find my ideal person in a human of all things? Mm-hmm. Really, though. Here. Give me your hand. I know that not everything about our relationship so far has been perfect. And we've had some stumbling blocks to deal with. But honey, I wouldn't trade a single thing we've been through for an easier path. You're who I'm meant to be with, and... Jeez. Excuse me. That was kind of gross and killed the mood, huh? Yeah. I love you. You really make this life worth living. Could I survive without you? Sure. But you make my life better by being in it. So thank you, sweetie. Really. Let's get what's left boxed up and head home. I'm ready to have my real dessert. How is it that you always manage to taste better than any meal, no matter how delicious that food may have been? You're right. We are lucky that mammals are compatible. Although even if we weren't totally interlocking in that way, I'm sure we could still find some way to enjoy each other that was fulfilling for both of us. I probably should have taken it a bit easier on the food, huh? My stomach still feels a little off, kind of queasy. So we'll just have to take it slow and gentle. I know you won't complain. It might not be my favorite way all the time, but as long as it's you, the how doesn't really make much of a difference to me, sweetie. Oh! You always give me hell for being so petite, but in a fun way. I know that part of you likes me being so small, doesn't it? Tiny enough that you can wrap those big, strong hands almost all the way around my waist. Move me around wherever you want me, whenever you get the urge to. I know you've come to accept me as I am, but I think that there's also part of you that wishes I was bigger. One of those ripped, beefy anthro girls that's a minimum of 7 feet. Taller than average human males, much less tall human males. You don't seem to mind when I'm in a more dominant mood, but it's hard for you to take it seriously sometimes, isn't it? I just felt you get harder at the mention of me being a monster-sized cat girl. Guess that's all the confirmation I needed, really. Shame there isn't anything I can do to make that a reality for you, sweetie. But since it's my birthday, maybe one of us can get our wish. Make love to me and frost my insides. You know I could just kiss you and touch you for hours, but I'm not sure there's this tightening knot in my belly. A sense of urgency. In line with that, you already sat me right on top of your eager cock, so why don't you just lay back and let me lead us both to what we want. Does it feel good to have me rubbing against the length, moisture starting to seep through these cute little panties? Oh, Being this hard from just kissing and touching is nothing to be ashamed of, honey. Any woman who wouldn't feel powerful from having her love want her so badly is missing out. Oh no, this dress is staying on. It's my favorite little black dress, and it's my birthday. And you know you love how I look in it. Feel the soft skin of my palm rubbing against this sensitive flesh of yours. My hands look so tiny wrapped around it. Mind if I roll this shiny pearl of liquid right here all over the tip before I bury it inside of me? No worries. My claws are retractable. Besides, you know I'd never hurt you. Not on purpose, at least. Oh, you laugh in the face of danger, huh? My brave human love. Whatever would I do without you? It should be illegal to have a cock this perfect. But what the cops don't know can't hurt them, right? Shh. Every time always feels like the first time with you. I'm fine. I always am. But I appreciate that you still check in with me, honey. Put your hands on my hips. I just want to feel your hands on me. Please. You like when I ride you nice and slow, don't you? Oh. My balance feels a little off somehow. I'm gonna rest my hands on your chest for some stability. What? That's kind of rude, don't you think? What do you mean I feel heavier? I know I had a lot for dinner, but that's not... Whatever. I'm about to come so hard it'll burn off some calories, so forget it. And hell yes, you're getting off too. My suddenly heavy ass smacking down on your thighs. Every time you pot him out inside of me and all. What is this? Is this real? Honey, open your eyes for me and tell me what you see. I'm bigger than you are. My palm is bigger than your entire head. What in the hell is happening? Maybe I'm just having some weird anthro late bloomer growth spurt since it's my birthday? Yeah, I'm sure no such luck. This is... I'm... I'm gonna hop in the shower real quick. Damn it, I can't believe this dress is all torn up. This sucks. Honey, I can apparently wrap this towel around me. I think I'm still getting bigger. My ears are almost brushing the ceiling and I'm definitely not shrinking. I'm scared. What's happening to me? Damn it, my stomach hurts. Nothing's changing for you, right? Could it be some feline-specific poison? No, because then why would I be growing instead of just getting sick? Ah! Oh god. Honey, run. Hide. I can't stop it and I know I can't get out of here quick enough, so you need to be safe from anything that falls. Ah! Holy shit. That really hurt. But it feels like maybe it's done now. Jeez, it's almost chilly. Because, sweet mother of God, I'm naked. And the roof of the house only comes up to my knees. What in the name of... Oh no. Honey? Crap. I'm gonna have to be really careful. Sweetie? Call out for me if you can hear me. Please? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? There you are. Don't worry. It's just me. I know I, got... taller? Here, let me pick you up so I don't have to yell and you can hear me. You're all covered in dust from me, Alice in Wonderlanding through the roof, but you're not hurt, are you? Let's not worry about the building for now. I feel fine. Suddenly. Aside from being totally naked. But it's nighttime, so it's not a big deal. Oh, shit. Well, seems that some of our wonderful neighbors don't share that sentiment, since I'm literally a big deal. Don't you judge my bad puns. I'm trying to deflect from freaking the fuck out with humor. All right, I really hope nobody is standing out on the street with their phones pointed up or they're gonna get the most horrifyingly large upskirt shots of their lives. I'm going to have to be as careful as I can. I don't want to cause too much damage, but we've gotta run. The cops and emergency services are on their way, and I don't want to become a science experiment locked up in a lab somewhere. You're so tiny. What can I do with you to keep you safe while I move? This is gonna be kind of weird, but if I put you in my cleavage, do you think you can just hang on to my fur? I want my hands to be free in case I have to move things, and I don't want to have to worry about squishing you. Yeah. God, this is so damn weird. think we're finally far enough out that nobody's going to be able to reach us without helicopters or planes. I'm gonna sit down. You still doing okay there, sweetie? Good. What a night, huh? What the hell are we gonna do now? More importantly, what am I going to do? You're still a normal human, but I can't go back into regular society like this. I'm easily close to 100 feet tall if you count my ears. I know I always complained about being tiny before, but this is too much. It's just too much. I'm a monster. You don't think so, huh? That's because you're a weirdo who loves me. Nothing says monster quite like 100-foot-tall cat girl, you know? Chin scritchies, huh? It does feel good. But you're having to use your whole hand, and it's like a fingertip would have been before. Think of the positives, huh? Maybe I should be. And we don't know for sure if this is going to be a permanent thing. But I'm trying to mentally prepare myself for it not being reversible. All right. Positives. How about if I set you on my back, you can hold on, and I'm like the coolest horse you've ever seen, but softer and with a cooler pattern. Running on all fours does feel a bit strange, but it doesn't feel bad. It feels sort of freeing, almost primal to just scamper around like a regular cat. And I'm really fast, huh? What else could be a positive thing about being this massive? Aside from having crazy huge strides when I run, even just walking would make covering a large distance much quicker. Faster than most land vehicles. Aside from race cars, I'd wager. Ooh, there's something else. Have you still got a good grip back there, honey? I'm gonna see how easily I can scale this steep hill. Ready? Here we go. That was amazing. And we're up so high now. You can see for miles from up here. Wow. Look up at the sky. Even being this big, seeing the vastness of space and that clear, dark sky makes me feel insignificant. But not in a bad way, if that makes sense. Right? Isn't it gorgeous? It's just so quiet and peaceful out here. You get so used to being in the city and the suburbs that you forget what it's like to be surrounded by the wilderness. I don't know about you, but I am absolutely exhausted. Between the good mood, then the shifting and panic fleeing, I am totally spent. Here, I'll bend down so you can climb off and I can roll over. It's gonna take some time to get used to you being the small one. I'm gonna need to be super careful I don't accidentally squish you. I have so many things racing through my thoughts right now, but honestly, they can all wait until morning. We'll figure out food and water then. And if we need to keep moving along, or if we can try to find some sort of shelter here that might work for both of us. You want to curl up on my chest again? Nice and warm with my fur, huh? I'll bet my heartbeat will seem super loud, too. Hopefully not in a way that's bothersome. Hey, don't pick on me. You can take the small out of the leopard girl, but you can't really take out the anxiety and lack of self-confidence to a certain degree. Let me lift you over here. Pick whatever spot feels comfiest, sweetie. There we are. I know I'm still acting a bit off, which is honestly understandable considering the circumstances, but even with all the weirdness of this sudden growth spurt or whatever caused this, I'm glad you're here with me. You're helping me stay even keeled, especially when you give me hell for being so worked up, but in a gentle way. You know that little bit of teasing helps ground me and turn on the logic part of my brain. Things are uncertain, but we'll figure it out.
Together.
And in the morning, we can find some fun enrichment activities to keep my silly cat brain from devolving into panic mode. Maybe bat around some trees like they're toys. I know, I say it all the time, but I appreciate you. I love you so much.